Hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. This is Calgary's best podcast. Coming at you, my name is Eric.
We are the best, better than all the rest. This is Rochelle.
Yeah, it's funny because I've been talking a lot of shit over the last few months or so, like kind of a bit tongue-in-cheek and kind of to provoke a reaction, and yet I've gotten nothing. I've been saying that we've been Calgary's best podcast, and that's, we think it's true.
Well, you went to the podcast meetup last weekend. Did anybody say anything there?
Oh, I don't think there's any other Calgary podcasters, first of all.
There wasn't anyone else there?
No, there was people there. we're one of the very few shows which actively do it. And, you know, granted, we've ratcheted down our schedule a little bit since a baby came along, but I think we're still pretty consistent, all things considered.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most people will just be like,
We still aim to put one out at least once a week.
Yeah, we do what we can. And so that's that. But yeah, I've been talking out my ass. No one's called me on it. What is wrong with you people? Like, you know, I talk a lot of shit. Somebody should send me an email, info@tiptaptip.com. Say, Eric, you're a fucking,
you talk. Can I do it?
You know the address.
Can I send you an email and tell you how much you suck?
Yeah, you know the email address.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do it.
Okay. You can do it right from your thing.
I'm going to pretend my name is Fred.
Okay, you pretend your name is Fred. Dear, but it will come from Rochelle.
Hello, so I've been listening to a few of your podcasts, and you guys actually totally suck. And where the fuck is Calgary anyway?
We had a Winter Olympics once. That's a thing, right?
Nobody watches Winter Olympics. They always watch the summer ones because that's when the athletes are half naked.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah.
Beach volleyball. Boop, boop.
Yeah, those girls wear nothing.
Yeah. That's all I got to say about that.
I like it when they spike.
Mm-hmm. I am full of brownies and stuff. And
that's because anytime I do baking, you are like,
it's like I've had,
you're like, it's like you're starving or something, and you're not. Like we just ate dinner and then the baking came out and you just wolfed that shit down, not even realizing how much you ate.
I know, I feel so bad. And like even now, like I'm looking over on this table and I see that tray.
I brought you a piece because I didn't realize how much you already ate.
I know, and I
like, how many cookies did you already have?
Like 3 or 4.
Holy shit.
I'm good for tonight.
Should I hide them from you? Do you want me to do that?
You find your special spot.
That's why, you know, I want to make fudge for Christmas to give people like little packages of fudge, but I'm really worried about making it right now because
If you segregate, like, you know, like the stuff.
Yeah, like hide it from you. Like I probably have to put it in your dad's freezer.
No, like you put it and if you specify, Eric, don't eat this. This is for Christmas. I won't touch it. I'm good.
You won't sneak it?
No, because that would be a jerk.
Yeah, that would be.
But the trick is that you have to make twice as much. So that.
Oh, okay. Now I see.
So that Eric has an apple.
So make sure that there's cookies and brownies for Eric, and then he won't touch the fudge.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like, you know, because if I'm satisfied, then I won't be rooting around the freezer for a snack or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's how men work, right? Make sure you're satisfied and you won't look for it elsewhere.
Exactly. That works on a lot of different levels, and not just cookies. Pussy. Like,
people, I heard it.
Like people,
I heard what you said.
Like people weren't able to read between.
You're dirty.
Well,
you need to go to church.
Women satisfy your men.
No. Sit on your face.
And he'll pound a pussy. What else is going on? Yeah, like I can't even look at that. I can't even look at that right now. I'm done for tonight. Lots of news, but we'll get to that.
Can I just clarify that you're talking about the brownies, right?
I'll get to the brownies tonight. I should be a little bit more clear on certain things. What else has been happening over the last week?
I heard something today.
What's that?
That late are people who work minimum wage jobs in Northern Alberta. They call those jobs wifey jobs.
Wifey jobs?
Yeah.
So like something that the wife will do just to
yeah, it's because the guys
bringing in the majority of the income And it's just,
our majority of men who work in northern Alberta are working on the rigs. Like, why wouldn't you work on the rigs? They're right there. You make $40 an hour instead of, what, $10 an hour. So the wives are the ones who apparently are working like at the 7-Elevens, or majority of the people, and so they call them wifey jobs.
Where'd you hear this from?
A friend.
People just saying things?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I thought it was kind
of
funny.
It is sort of a funny term. I don't know what to say about that. Rochelle's been watching crappy Netflix. Apparently, I didn't know you liked this show, but it's a thing.
It is such a... Eric, come on. It's like...
It's the girliest fucking show I've ever seen.
Exactly. So how could a girl not secretly kind of like it because it is so bad?
It's like,
you know, you just want to get together and hang out with your girlfriends and in your pajamas.
Share some wine and
listen to girly music and talk.
Fucking listen to Vonda Shepherd or whatever the fuck her name is. Allie McBeal. How was that?
I don't know who that is. Is that the girl on the show?
Yeah, she's always in like that stupid bar.
I was thinking, like, listen to Tori Amos and then.
Oh my goodness.
You know, like, talk about your feelings and then, your thoughts.
And then everybody will ovulate. And have a good cry. Oh my goodness. Why, like, okay.
You're just jealous because you don't ovulate.
Yeah, I'm super jealous.
You are. You want to have eggs inside of you.
Yeah. The only eggs I want are the scrambled eggs that you make on Sunday morning. Other than that, we're good. I don't want any other eggs inside me.
Whatever, being a girl's fun sometimes.
Really?
Doing that stuff is fun.
Because I always seem to think that girls get the short end of the stick, so to speak. And guys get the long end.
No, it's just different. That's what I've heard. Yeah, we had that conversation with Scarborough Dude, one of our listeners who also does a podcast in
Ontario. Let me break it down for you. Okay,
If I was a guy and I was looking at the stuff that women have to go through with, like, childbirth and with, you know, getting your period and all the emotions and all that kind of stuff, like, yeah, it's more difficult, but...
I see.
But I would still, like, if I had the choice, I would just have a penis for a day just to try it out.
Yeah, it's just like,
and then I would still want to be a girl.
Yeah, like, it wouldn't... For one day. I think, isn't that like the premise of a movie or something where they switch body? No, that's like a... Oh, no, I'm thinking of a Rob Schneider movie.
He's the worst actor ever.
Where he goes into the body of a woman. Like he... I can't remember. It's a silly movie. Regardless, I don't know. I can't see any pluses, really. There's one plus.
Eric.
There's only one plus.
What?
Don't necessarily have to buy your own drinks.
I always bought my own drinks.
Well,
occasionally I had people to buy me a drink, but I never really put that out there.
You don't get paid as much as men.
Is improving.
We're getting there.
And there are quite a few women now who actually make more money than men make.
That's cute.
No, I read an article about it, and it's actually a lot of women in India are making more than the men in India.
That's really cute.
Shut the fuck up. That's really cute. Yeah, okay. You watch out, man. Because you're a white male, you think that you're always going to be on top. You just wait.
That's just nice that you're reading your little articles.
Fuck you.
Was that after the page for the Cosmo quiz?
Whatever. I was making more money than you one time.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, actually, you were. Yeah.
Although, like, the title, your title sounded more like you were making more versus my title sounded like I was making less, but I was actually making more.
Okay.
Anyway, what was I going to say now? Okay, huge, huge plus for being a woman is having a baby. That's pretty awesome. Like, it's pretty hard, but it's pretty cool.
Like the whole process?
Yeah, it's really different.
I don't know.
Human being growing inside of you. I know, Eric, because you only saw the shitty part.
Yeah. From my perspective.
You saw the emotional roller coaster and everything. But now, I get to look at this little person and be like, I made that. That little person came out of my body. And he's awesome.
Okay.
So.
Whereas I looked at it and go, wow. That 9 months was worth it. Putting up with that bullshit.
Yeah. See, it's just different.
It's different.
Yeah, it was hard, but.
What else can we? I don't know. Anyways, back to that show.
Boobs. You want to have boobs?
They are nice.
Boobs are pretty awesome.
They are nice.
And like when a woman gets all dressed up. And she's looking smoking hot, and she's walking around. Like, there's just, like, so much power in that woman to be looking so good and walking around. And all the guys are, like, bowing down to her because she's so gorgeous. Like, guys, you don't have that. Women don't do that to guys.
No. Funny story. I don't know. Like, I'll have to throw this out there because I'm not sure if I'm the only one who thinks this. But I'll throw it out. I go to the gym every once in a while, and there's always that time when you get back from the gym where you're like, you're feeling really good because you worked out, you're sweaty. Yeah,
sweaty balls.
And you're like, your muscles are just popping.
Yeah.
And, I'm getting changed out of my gym clothes, and I'm looking into the mirror, and, you look over and you're like, yeah, I look fucking great. And do you ever think, it's like, yeah, like... And this is maybe just me, and it might be weird if I, if you say that, I go, yeah, I'd fuck me. You ever think that?
Yeah.
Like when you're feeling that good, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, that's how you know that you look good. Okay. It's when you and that's like the good sign that you that
and
you
it's
know
not, and it's not a homosexual thing. It's just like, yeah.
No.
It's just like, I'm looking fucking good.
No. Because if you did run into someone who looked like you, you wouldn't literally fuck
them.
No, it'd
be creepy.
Yeah.
But you're just off that gym high. You're like, okay. So it's not weird.
No.
Okay, I need somebody to confirm this, please. info@chiptapdip.com. Because I'm getting some strange feelings here. Jeez. A bit confused. No, I realize that.
Because I'm so fucking hot. I just get turned on by myself.
No, because I came back from the gym the other day, and I there's this big mirror in this room. I'm changing from my shit clothes into like my shittier indoor clothes, right? I just have various degrees of shit that I wear. And I'm just like, yeah, fucking right. I'd fuck me. That kind of voice, right?
Why didn't you tell me that when that happened? Why do you have to wait until the show? You're so weird.
Because I thought about it, and then you were either asleep or somewhere else, and then I forgot about it by that point. I should keep it like notes on me all the time, right?
No, you just talk about stuff like when you are feeling it.
But who do I talk to if you're asleep?
Just say it out loud.
Just yell it from the fucking rooftop.
I'll hear you.
I'll fuck anybody right now. Feeling this good. Let's do this.
Yeah, don't say that because then...
Fuck, I'm gonna be like, really?
Maybe what if the dude downstairs ran up?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Pick me.
Right. What else going on? We have a website, tiptaptip.com. You go there, things happen. Like, check out the stuff we have to say. We put links up there. There's also links to our Twitter and our Facebook, which is a very good way to reach us. Twitter, I'm on doing things, posting stupid shit.
I never go on Twitter.
Rochelle's just kind of there, not doing it. We also have a Facebook page where I post videos that we talked about. And you can participate. You can do things. And that's that.
What do you want for Christmas?
Pardon?
What do you want for Christmas?
I was thinking about that. Because I saw that you had posted up your Christmas list this morning.
Did you see what I put?
I read it once, then I had to get back to work.
You don't remember anything?
I remember what you put up for the baby.
What?
A car seat or something like that? Yeah. have to see that again.
You don't remember what I put?
It was like 9 o'clock in the morning.
I put something specifically so that you would see it.
I looked at it once and then I forgot it.
Okay. Yeah, but you would remember this.
Okay, well, I guess I forgot. I'm a piece of shit.
I put cigarettes.
You did for that? That's really bad. Nice.
You don't even remember. You would, like, so if you put something stupid, like you wanted condoms on your Christmas list or something, I would remember it.
Okay. Well, apparently I didn't read it well enough. I think I read, like, the first few items and then just kind of went, okay, Rochelle wrote stuff.
You suck.
I'm the worst. I'm the fucking worst.
You are.
Yeah, in regards to what I want, I don't know, like, it's... I have, like, a lot of things.
Did you get a jock strap?
Why?
Who's
gonna, who's going to be kicking me in the nuts anytime soon? Well, if I keep up with the
Your son.
Well, he just kind of stomps on my balls a lot. Well, he does, because he's in all jolly jumper action going on right now. So his legs are going like crazy. You hold him up on your lap, and then just pound, pound, pound. It's like, fuck off.
Yeah, you can move him though. You, like, you don't. You put him on your crotch.
Yeah, but then he just goes to town. I'm just like, ah! If you weren't my son, I'd throw you across the room.
Oh, don't say that.
No, but he's my son, so I don't, and I love him, and I would never do that.
He's so grabby right now. He's like grabbing my face and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was thinking a couple things I want. I want, like, outdoor jogging stuff, because I never really jog in the winter. I kind of give up when it gets cold.
Yeah, but you do at the gym, don't you?
Yeah, but it's different outside. It's better outside. Get more of a workout.
It's good for your lungs, isn't it?
Yeah. So one, like...
But it would be very difficult, because people don't shovel their walkway.
No.
Like, even going for a walk with a stroller, it's like there's so much ice and clumpy snow. And
yeah, because you have, like, the good neighbors who do, like, every snowfall, and then you have the neighbors who are just like, fuck it.
Yeah,
those
are the people I'm talking about. And you're walking down a hill, and there's patches of ice.
And they're like, what? That's what spring's for. Get rid of the ice. Like, okay.
You just don't go outside. It's
like, well, you just drive around it. Fuck off.
Yeah.
And my 4x4. Burp, burp. What else do I want? Weightlifting gloves? All the guys at gym have... No, seriously, look at this callus I have in my hand. This callus right in my beautiful hands, which you say are very pretty, Rochelle, are getting ruined because I'm lifting this
heavy. Good. You should get them ruined. They're way too pretty.
No, like I've developed this ugly callus on my nice hands.
Let me see.
And it's from, like, weightlifting. It's from the
It's hot.
Pardon?
It's hot.
No, it's stupid.
You shouldn't get gloves. Gloves are for pansies.
Yeah, it's funny though, because, like, you're right though. You do have a good point, because, like, all the guys who wear the gloves of the gym are, like, the skinny little dudes, or they're really, really, like.
Well, because there's people who work out and they just put on their shitty shorts and their t-shirt and they just go for it and they just work out because they're there to work out. And then there's people who go to the gym and they buy the fancy, like, Lululemon workout outfits and everything, and they buy, you know, their armband to put their iPod in, and then they know how to do all, like, the you know, go on the balancing board while lifting weights and stuff.
No,
like, that.
No, because there's the guys who go, like, you know, they go with their
but body. I'm not finished.
Okay, go ahead, sorry.
Anyway, and they care more about their outfit and their look than they do about actually working out.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know what you mean though, because there's like the dudes who, like, go with their buddy, and, like, they'll, like, just, like, you know, one dude will, like, be lifting shit, and other guy would be like, come on, man, do it, and it's just like a waste of fucking time. Either
yeah, I think the best gym outfit would be those short shorts that you have from the 70s, and a headband, and then a t-shirt, like a gray t-shirt where you just, like, cut off the sleeves.
Nah, that's not cool.
That'd be awesome.
No, it's kind
of hot.
Kind of lame. I just want shitty t-shirt, shitty shorts, decent pair of shoes.
That's stupid.
All you ever need is just, like, a decent pair of shoes. It doesn't matter what you wear. Shoes are the most...
Like, you still gotta look hot, though.
For who?
I don't know. You said you want to look in the mirror and say that you want to fuck yourself. Do you want to fuck yourself when you wear those clothes? You just always want to look good. Why not?
I don't know. It's just a gym. I'm sweating in these fucking clothes, and I'm looking like I'm a goddamn mess.
Whatever.
It's like, you know, oh, I'm gonna wear my good t-shirt and then sweat like a asshole.
I'm not saying a good t-shirt.
And like my
and all those things that I mentioned are like secondhand clothing. It's not like you're going out to like whatever.
Whatever, stupid.
Whatever.
We have. Let's just get right into this. We haven't done it. We haven't done this in a little bit. Let's do a thing called facts. It's a thing we do. I've been doing it for a while.
Fact.
We used to do it on my iPhone, but then I switched to an Android phone because I got tired of sucking Apple's dick. And
I like sucking Apple's dick.
And decided,
you still suck Apple's dick. Well, what are you talking about? You have an Apple computer
and an iPad.
You
have an
Apple TV.
Okay.
You have an iPad.
Okay, I'm sucking a little bit less of Apple's dick. Right? Damn, like a phone's worth less.
Minuscule amount.
Right? One step at a time. But anyways, it's a game we like to play. I used to play it on a free fax application on the iPhone. I don't have the iPhone around anymore to do.
Well, you already mentioned this. Why is it such a big deal?
But now I have an application.
You already mentioned that.
Hey, just shut the fuck up.
I don't think
so. Shut the fuck up. I am talking. I'm setting up a thing. And you're interrupting. You're being a bad co-host.
Now, are you going to say it all over again?
No, I will have to say it again. You're being
No. Nobody cares about what your phone is like, Eric. It's just a phone.
I'm doing my thing, and you're being
nobody a bad cares. Co-host. I hate it when you talk about your phone and stuff.
Okay, one last thing, and I'll get right into this, okay? If you have an Android, it's called Funny Facts Free. Look it up, download it. You can play along. I'm done, all right? Was that hard?
Okay, fine, go.
Can we play this fucking thing now? That facts! All right.
Facts, Eric liked to talk about his phone.
Sure. Yeah, that's a fact.
Fact, what the fuck is an Android phone?
Yeah. Okay, let's do this. 41% of women apply body and hand moisturizer at least 3 times a day. Is this a fact, Rochelle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fact. In Canada, men are 3 times more likely than women to have seen a doctor in the last year. Really?
I know that's not a fact.
Not for you.
Yeah.
More like a dentist for you.
Yeah. Fact. In 1967, the first successful heart transplant was performed in Cape Town, South Africa. Fact.
Fact. A person who smokes a pack of cigarettes a day will, on average, lose two teeth every 10 years.
Ew.
Cool.
Fun. The risk of cardiovascular disease is twice as high in women that snore regularly compared to women who do not snore. Fact.
Oh, that's not cool. I snore.
Uh-oh.
Gardening is said to be one of the best exercises for maintaining healthy bones. Yay.
That's a healthy fact. All right. The Christmas holidays are the busiest time in plastic surgeons' offices. I want new tits for Christmas. Fact.
Your eyes blinks over 10,000 times a year. Or no, 10 million.
That's a lot of blinking. Blink, blink, blink.
I always get lost when there's so many zeros.
Okay, fact. From the age of 30, humans gradually begin to shrink in size. That's a fact.
I'm turning into a hobbit.
Yay.
There are more sweat glands. Sweet.
Just say your
There are more sweat glands on your feet than any other part of your body. An average pair of feet will sweat a pint of perspiration a day. Fuck.
And that's a fact. All right. Anyways. Fact.
A pint.
That's not cool.
A pint of perspiration?
That's like, could you imagine drinking a pint of perspiration?
Ew, sick.
Chug it.
Hey, Eric, would you rather?
Okay, yeah. Would you rather
drink a pint of
piss
perspiration or a pint of jizz?
I'd drink the sweat. Guaranteed. Well, first of all, if you think of it one way, both may be gross. but you could knock the sweat back a lot easier. The juice is going to hang around in your mouth for a while, right? Because of its viscosity.
Why do you know that?
Because I know that...
Are you actually going to the gym?
Yeah, no, I'm just jizzing all the time. Into pine glasses, and then some fucking dude's drinking it.
Well, it's not what I was hinting at.
Anyways. I don't know. If you're to choose the two, like, it's just like yogurt, right? How quickly could you drink yogurt?
I can drink yogurt pretty fast, actually.
Yeah. But faster than water? No. You cannot. And that is a fact. And I don't need my stupid application to tell me that.
Yeah.
Anyways, I have a bone to pick with our listeners. A few episodes ago with Shane, I was telling...
If we have any listeners.
If we have any listeners left after after some of the things I said earlier in the show. a couple episodes I mentioned that I was asking our audience to come up with a Christmas-themed version of our theme song, and I have not heard anything. Specifically this. I was wanting our theme song done in the form of Jingle Cats, which I think I explained to you, but I don't think you've ever heard.
Yeah, but why do you want our listeners to do it for you?
Because I'm too lazy to do it myself, and I do not know the heavy...
What's the motivation for somebody to do that?
Because they are talented, and they are very nice, and they're a fan of the show. So if you have not heard...
Are you going to give them money?
No, I'll just give them a virtual high five and... stuff, and I'll play it all through the Christmas season, which is coming up quick. It's almost December, so I'm very concerned that no one has sent something in.
I didn't even know that you were doing this.
I mentioned it with Shane a few episodes ago, and I just was reminded right now before the show, because I'm like, wow, Christmas is coming, and I still don't have my Jingle Cats tip tap tip theme. What's going on? So, for those who haven't heard...
I'm just feeling a little bit gypped here, Eric.
Why?
Because I thought we were doing the show together, and now you just, like, decide to do this thing.
Well, I mentioned it.
You didn't even know about it.
Well, once you hear...
You didn't even mention it last time on the show.
I forgot
last... You didn't even tell me about it in between the show. What am I? Why am I even here?
You make the brownies.
Yeah. Oh. Fuck you.
Now, you've heard Jingle Cats, right?
Yeah, I have. But, you know, it's a bit late to be, you know, just like last minute reminding people about this. I don't think it's going to happen.
Please make this happen. This is my one Christmas wish. Come on. Could you imagine the Tip Tap Tip theme song? Like this? One Christmas wish. I don't want anything else. Let the Jingle Cats do the Tip Tap Tip theme song.
Oh, you're so cute.
Exactly.
I want a little kitty.
Jingle Cats.
Aww. Man, I think cats were, like, kittens were just invented.
Do you think would be in bad taste?
I want five kitties.
Do you think it'd be in bad taste on, like, Christmas Eve when we go to, like, your parents' church and we're singing Silent Night? I just meow the whole time.
No, I think that would be fantastic. Everybody would think you were totally normal.
No, if I show up in a cat suit. First of all.
Yeah, for sure. Everybody would love it.
And then when everybody's singing, like, Silent Night at the very end, I'm just like, meow, 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 meow.
And then you can, like, go to the corner of the church and take a poop.
And you can draw whiskers on my faces.
Meow. In the rock pile. Meow, meow. And then go meow, up meow. Onto the stage of the church and drink out of the baptism bowl like a kitty.
And rub up against everybody's leg.
Oh my goodness.
Is that the rain, son-in-law? Oh, Yeah, I feel so bad for them. He's such a fucking weirdo. Okay, enough jingle cats. You get the idea. So, my one very big Christmas wish, info@tiptapdip.com, I would like an MP3 file containing the Tip Tap Tip theme song as performed in a Jingle Cats style.
You gotta give these people some motivation. I'm sorry. You can't just ask somebody to do something just because you think that they'll do it. Give them some motivation. What are you gonna give them? You know, like... You send them... We can send them, like, some... We have still some Tip Tap Tip pins.
We have, like, five left.
Those are pretty cool. They're the last five Tip Tap Tip pins.
Until we order them again. Which maybe I'll do.
No, but we're going to change them. Oh, yeah, These are the original ones.
I'm going to keep a couple for myself just for funsies. Because I want to keep these batch, right?
What?
Because I don't have any. I will keep one for myself. So I remember.
So you don't want to give them to the person?
I will
you
keep give one them? To myself.
Okay.
And then maybe I'll send one or two out to the Jingle Cats person.
Maybe.
If it's good enough.
Oh, you're like a spoiled brat. You're like, and then just like make me this song because it's awesome. And just, this is all I want for Christmas. Just fucking do it. Like,
I want my Jingle Cat song. No, you're not a motherfucker. You're nice because you're going to send in the song and I will like it a lot.
I think, yes, we will send them some Tip Tap Tip pins. They're pretty awesome.
They are good.
And stuff. And then we will obviously mention their name. And if they have any sort of, if you have any sort of website where you're making music or if you're a musician, we will be putting a link to all of your stuff and spreading the word and letting people know who you are on our website and Facebook page and all that sort of stuff. Okay?
We'll mention you a lot.
Yeah.
All right. You know the show 2.5 Men. Actually, yeah. Before I get into that, I'll...
Stupid show?
Yeah, it's a very stupid show. Actually, before I get right into that, I'll say this. If you have any topic ideas, any questions, stories, anything you'd like to share, we have an email address, the one I've been saying all show, for you to send in stuff. info@tiptaptip.com. That's where you send the stuff. Like Jingle Cats themes, like other things I've mentioned. Stuff. Two and a Half Men. It's a show on TV.
It's stupid.
I'm not a big fan of it, but apparently it's like the number one sitcom or number in the top five.
People, yeah, like, it's, you know why it's like the, I think I figured out why it's like the number one.
Why is that?
Show is because it's two bachelor dudes. They don't have any real woman in their life except for their nagging mother, and they just do whatever they want. So there's Charlie Sheen, who's like Mr. Womanizer, blah, blah, blah. And then there's the other dude who's trying to be responsible.
It's Ashton Kutcher.
But it always gets made fun of.
Ashton Kutcher's on it now.
I haven't seen it since Ashton Kutcher. But, yeah, it's kind of like every single, like, single dude sort of ideal situation.
And then there's also the kid, or... I guess he's growing up now, but whatever. An actor in one of the biggest comedies in U.S. television, 2.5 Men, has described the show as filth, while urging viewers not to watch it. Well, I guess we'll take their advice.
Well, are they, like, who is this actor?
In a video posted online by a Christian group, Angus T. Jones, who's the half man.
The kid.
Yeah. Said he no longer wants to take part in the show. The 19-year-old explained that the show's raunchy humor conflicted with his recent Bible studies. Jones, who's been on the show since he was 10 years old, said viewers should question the impact such programs had on them. The clip was posted by the Forerunner Christian Church in California, where Jones says he sought spiritual guidance. I have this clip right now. You can hear it yourself. This is the half man saying that.
Has he always been going to church, or is this like, he's like a born again sort of?
It's kind of like a recent thing where he got super into it.
The worst.
Yeah, so he's like,
it's like hardcore.
I'm the best. Everyone else sucks. Brr, 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 brr. Yeah. All right.
People see me, and they're like, "Whoa, you're Jake!" And like, I see this guy, and I'm like, "Dang, man of God, forerunner, right here. I can touch him. God is great. Like, it's just, it's like one of those things that's, I like that. That's what I like. Like, I mean, Jake from Two and a Half Men means nothing. He is non-existent character. He's, Two and a Half Men, if you watch Two and a Half Men, please stop watching Two and a Half Men. I'm on Two and a Half Men. I don't want
to
be.
You don't have to tell me twice. We'll not be watching Two and a Half Men.
Please stop watching it. Please stop filling your head with dill. Please, it's you know, people say it's just entertainment. The fact that it's entertainment, it's do some research on the effects of television and your brain. And I promise you, you'll have a decision to make when it comes to the television, and especially with what you watch on the television. It's bad news. It's bad news. So that's coming. I don't know if it means any more coming from me, but you might not have heard it otherwise. So just watch out. Watch out, because a lot of people don't like to think about how deceptive the enemy is.
That's right.
Way more, he's been doing this for a lot longer than any of us have been around, so we can't play around. There's no playing around when it comes to eternity.
There we go.
But he was on this show. Does that mean he's like, he used to be the enemy and now he's not the enemy anymore?
Well, this all came out within the last few days or so. He's actually now since like made an apology, probably because his agent said, yeah, why don't you shut the fuck up? This show pays you $350,000 per episode. If you don't like it, deal with it, because that's a lot of money.
Okay, but is he still on it? He's not on it anymore.
Well, I don't know. Like, this all came out within the last few days, right? So
he is still on it.
He's still, like...
But he's not really a kid anymore.
No, he's all grown up. It's more like three men...
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen it recently.
I really could give no shits about that show. So.
Nope.
So, I guess the problem is he recently got involved with his church and he's all like gung-ho and, you know, maybe he'll calm down and think that it's slightly shitty, but not filth.
Well, it's okay. There's like really, really, really evil stuff, and then there's just like bad taste, bad shit, and it's just bad taste, bad shit. Like, it's not evil. It's not like Two and a Half Men is gonna, you know, make someone go out and sin lots and end the world or something.
It's
pretty harmless.
I watch it and I want to punch a wall, but maybe that's the effect of that show on me.
But you're not really harming anybody by punching a wall.
Okay, I guess. All right.
Anyway.
I find this weird and disturbing, and you as a woman are going to have to answer this.
What? I'm a woman?
Well, you're the nearest woman near me, so, and maybe you can provide some insight into these fucking nutballs that are doing this weird shit. A growing number of women are paying thousands of dollars to surgically alter their feet just to make wearing heels a more comfortable experience.
You can do that?
Okay. You're pretty excited about this, right? Well, let me tell you what they're doing, and maybe you won't be so excited. Surgical procedures such as shortening toes, receiving foot injections, and even completely cutting off pinky toes are on the rise.
Cutting off your pinky toe?
Just so you can fit into those sweet, sweet heels. Those Manolo planches. What the fuck are they called?
That's cute.
What are they called, really?
Manolo Blahnik.
Okay, there you go.
I think. I don't know. It's not like I've ever... I don't really like shoes like that.
Okay. unless you've been there and can't find shoes and you're in pain, don't judge, said Susan Deming, a patient who recently underwent a toe shortening procedure. A few toes on her left foot were longer than the others, making that foot an entire size larger than her right foot. The solution, a surgical procedure cutting off about a centimeter on her second toe. Now with a shorter toe, Deming said she can't wait to go shoe shopping. I've never felt this good about something I've done, she added. If it's vain, it's vain.
I don't know. Ladies really like, some ladies really like their shoes. I know I really like my shoes. I wish I could make my feet smaller, not so wide.
These ladies probably live in heels, like, every day, all day, right? Like, most, maybe it's a huge generalization on my part, but I think that, well,
heels... That would fucking hurt.
Yeah, it'd fucking hurt, and... Yeah. And for women, heels are more of a special occasion type of shoe. Is that a safe thing? For
the normal woman,
Is that a safe thing to say?
Yeah.
But like these women, they
want to wear them every single day. They want to walk around in the mall and shop in them.
They do dishes like in that. Their high heels.
Yeah, that's pretty impractical. Like even when I was working full time, occasionally I would bring my heeled shoes, but we're talking 2 to 3 inches. Of heels, and I'd try and wear them for a couple hours, and even that was really hard.
Well, what this reminds me of is this thing which was popular in China, but it's since sort of gone out of fashion, is this thing...
Well, like wrapping your feet
to make them smaller. Yeah, the lotus feet where they would take the...
That's kind of different, though.
No, but it's just along the same lines, like, and it's for the same end, right? They want... The reason they did this was... What it was is they would bind these women's feet so that their toes would kind of wrap under. And they do this their entire lives so that they would be able to fit into these tiny, tiny, tiny shoes, right? Yeah. And basically, they grew up and their feet are deformed, right? Because they kind of grew into this awkward shape, right?
Yeah, but I think that was a symbol of wealth. Like, the wealthier you were, the less you had to be on your feet, the tinier your feet could be.
Yeah, but with, like, these fancy shoes.
Yeah.
Again, wealth. And these crazy women, too much money.
Yeah, I think that cutting probably
off their
is,
toes to fit into your. Their,
that's probably the same as what it is now. Like ladies who are totally loaded, they don't really need to go walk around places. They can be chauffeured, and
yeah,
you know what I mean. Like that documentary that I watched. That what was it? The lady of Versailles.
Oh yeah, the Queen of Versailles. Yeah,
yeah, that lady. I mean, she's probably a billionaire. She is a billionaire, yeah, or her husband's a billionaire. And she would never, you'd always see her walking around in 4-inch heels. But then she gets into her limo, right? Like, but she's walking, it looks kind of awkward. She's walking around in 4-inch heels in, like, Toys R Us. You're going to Toys, like, who cares? But, you know.
I suppose, oh my goodness.
That's kind of ridiculous.
You crazy.
You can get shoes that fit. Like, I wouldn't get my foot chopped up or anything.
No, that's kind of weird. Get better shoes. If the shoe is not fit, maybe it's
there's lots
you know, if you're,
there's lots of shoes to choose from.
No, if you're rich enough to get your toe chopped off, then get somebody to make you shoes.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a company in Victoria. I was watching on TV. There's a company in Victoria that makes boots from scratch. And they mostly deal with men's boots. Holy cow, they're absolutely gorgeous.
Write down the name. I want to check it out.
You
forget. Of course you did.
Yeah, I forget because I didn't look it up. My dad looked it up. And but Eric, we're talking really, really expensive boots.
Okay, yeah. So. Not for my nickels and dimes that I'm making?
Well, you got to save up.
Okay.
You have to save up for that or else get a promotion or win money or something.
Making money.
They're like $1,000 for a pair of boots.
Wow.
Yeah.
Woman names her baby girl #, which is the thing on Twitter. Well, sort of a number.
Really? So does she just use the symbol, or did she actually write down?
That is a very good question. I think she actually spells it out. So it's H-A-S-H.
That's dumb. That's like if Prince spelled out symbol.
Yeah.
Instead of using the symbol.
Yeah. Underneath the photo of a cute baby girl, a caption reads #. Jameson was born at 10 o'clock last night. She weighs, and that's spelled W-E-Y-S.
Do these people not know how to write?
8 pounds, and I love LUV her so much. Critics of the name have vented their anger on social networking sites. Others think it is a bang on trend. Another girl was called Like after the Facebook button.
What?
Yeah. Lior Adler and his wife Vardit, who live in who live near Tel Aviv, Israel, said they were looking for a name that was modern and innovative. Mr. Adler's father said they wanted an original name and that his daughter would be the first in the country to be called Like. All right, so you have Like and hashtag kicking it.
I don't know what to say. LOL.
Yes. Or
WTF. That would be so bad.
Or WTF. What?
So bad.
ROFL.
Or email. Internet.
Internet Jackson.
My name is Internet because I was born when there was internet.
Exactly. Do you ever remember that commercial?
That'd be like someone being named VCR.
This is totally an aside, but I remember this commercial when I was growing up, and I'm not sure you would have as well, too. It was a Canadian commercial, but this robot.
I can put my arm back on. You can't.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. I am Astar, a robot. I can put my arm back on. You can't, so play safe.
Yeah. Also, there was the other one I always remember is, this is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. And then it was the egg cooking in the pan.
This is your brain on drugs.
Yeah.
With gravy.
Fried.
This would be, we'll just get through like one or two more stories and we'll wrap this up because we're doing things. This is an awkward situation, and I don't know how you would react, but I would imagine that any bride-to-be would not take this very well. At a recent wedding in Japan, the bride and the groom had a disagreement after the groom reserved a place for Nini Anagasaki, better known as the groom's virtual girlfriend from the Nintendo DS game called Love Plus. So...
what?
So a guy is playing, like, had this virtual girlfriend on his, like, portable Nintendo device, right?
Okay.
And he reserved a spot at the wedding for this virtual girlfriend, which means basically this Nintendo DS or whatever, right? The bride wasn't having it, obviously. She's like, this kind of bullshit. And when the wedding ceremony concluded, she explained to the groom, that it was not a plural relationship and that virtual girlfriend had to go. After the talk in which he agreed to leave his virtual girlfriend for his new bride, very smart, the duo used a wooden mallet to smash the Nintendo. And
was it a joke?
No, it's I was
it kind of seems like a bit too ridiculous to be true.
No, I was looking into it because I'm like, what the fuck is this game? And like, what is with these? And you know, I have a clip here, and it's not going to make much sense to those who are listening. So I will post a clip up on our Facebook page, and you can check it out. This is a trailer for the game. This is the one that he had played called Love Plus. It's going to sound like a bunch of crap if you're listening, but just bear with us. So you have your virtual girlfriend.
But so this isn't those dolls, though. Like, he can't actually...
No, it's like a game. It's like, you know, like... like, you know how, like...
like when people have those virtual pets.
Virtual and horses. Feed them and virtual, stuff. Yeah, exactly.
So what, with a girlfriend, you have to, like, feed her and fuck her and stuff?
Say nice things to her.
Oh, my goodness.
It's ridiculous. Push my buttons!
There's not even any explanation of what they're saying?
No, I couldn't find any English explanation for this.
Wow. They all kind of look like Sailor Moon, the
exactly,
big...
Exactly, they all have like the sort of sailor outfit.
Yeah. Well, and they're animated.
It's... anyways. Love Plus. Very good.
And they all look like they're, what, 12?
Yeah.
That's kind of... Is that what, like, Asian guys are attracted to? Little schoolgirls?
I don't know.
It's weird.
Ask a Japanese man who's playing this game. Go, is that your thing? Is that your thing?
Or maybe it is for teenage boys.
Guy was old enough to get married. That's all I got to say. So he's old enough to get married. Weird. And old enough to have a relationship that led to marriage. So, but what can I say? We'll play this last clip, and then we'll just kind of wrap things up here. I didn't know this, but apparently in San Francisco, public nudity, totally allowed. But apparently...
nice.
But apparently...
Because it's a bunch of hippies that live there, right?
Hippies and gay people.
Yeah.
So...
But so you can walk down the street naked there?
Apparently so. I didn't know this until I saw this clip.
Is it show a naked person?
No, they block it out in the way that they do in the news. But they're looking to get rid of that law just because it's a bunch of naked people walking down the street. Here we go.
Lloyd Fishback says he's been walking around totally nude for years and that others have been gathering daily at this Castro District Plaza, a dozen or more men on many days, minus their clothing, for the same reasons he doesn't.
Why would anybody want to walk around buck naked in public?
It's freedom. Body acceptance, freedom. Just to be free.
This is a neighborhood whose mantra of live and let...
From the tyranny of clothes.
Live does invite free expression.
I'm like, whatever, bodies are bodies.
But other residents and merchants of the district have had enough, claiming the parade of the unclothed is bad for business.
I'm getting letters from customers who regret that they can no longer shop here because they can't bring their children down here.
And local community groups pressed for the new law because, as Rob Cox puts it, a public park is no place.
Rob Cox.
Sorry, I had to laugh. Come on.
Yeah.
They knew.
For private parts.
And it became more about exhibitionism than about nudity. And it became a nudist colony here. And it's just one of the few public spaces for the neighborhood.
Most of the people we spoke to who support the ban say they have nothing against nudity per se, even public nudity. However, there seems to be a but attached, okay, pun intended, from just about all of them.
Supervisor Scott Wiener wrote the new ordinance, but says he held off for 2 years until he was convinced that all that nudity invades the privacy of the public unwillingly exposed to such conduct.
And I resisted for almost 2 years because I didn't want to go there, but it got to the point where I felt I had no choice. It had gotten too extreme.
For years, public nudity has been a fact of San Francisco life at parades, festivals, and other events. That won't change. But this might.
Superintendent Wiener says he's got the votes to get us.
Okay, come
what?
On.
What? For real? Superintendent Wiener?
They're just fucking with us now. Okay. Come on.
Yeah.
Deputy Cox and Superintendent Wiener.
But it's the news.
I know.
Do they do that on the news?
Those are actual people's names, but I know. It's just a weird coincidence.
Right? Come on.
No,
that's a coincidence?
No.
Oh,
like COX, right? I've heard that last name, like Courtney Cox.
Oh, okay.
Anthony Weiner, the U.S. politician, you know, whatever.
Anyway, I think that those people who are walking around naked,
it's not really about freedom.
It's bullshit to say that it's about freedom. I'm sorry.
It's like, hey, it's more exhibition.
Oh, it's totally exhibitionism. Like, they are getting off on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say about the things before we wrap up?
But what things?
The things we were talking about.
Am I magically supposed to come up with something?
We're done. We're done?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cox.
Wieners. We have a show. It's called Tip Tap Dip. It's what you're listening to. It's fun. It's fantastic. It's the best podcast in Calgary.
What? I've never heard of that.
You're full of shit. Best podcast in Calgary. Again. Surprise the shit out of me.
We are number one. We are number one.
But really, like, no one's...
We are number one.
Because there is...
Because we say so.
In a race of one, we're
it's
number one.
It's not like
one.
There's any, like, I don't know.
We're the last
voting or something.
We're the last podcast left in Calgary, which makes us the best. if you like the show, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, etc. Tell them to listen to the show. Check us out. Again, I stress this at the minute, in the middle of the show, and I would really, 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 really like someone to step up and make my Christmas dream come true. The Tip Tap Tip theme in Jingle Hat style. You can do this. I know that there's. I know that we have an audience that is very talented and very smart and can make singing cats sing the Tip Tap Tip theme song. Please make my dream come true. I will be crying on Christmas Day if this happens. Once I get that email which says Jingle Cats Tip Tap Tip, I will be so happy. And
what if more than one person makes it? Then what do you do?
Well, there's more than one Christmas song, right? It doesn't have to be Silent Night. There's plenty of songs, right? Oh, no, that's wait a minute. Tip Tap Tip.
You want them to do the Tip Tap Tip thing?
Oh, yeah. Different cats.
Oh, you don't even know what you're asking. See, this is why you got to talk to your co-host before you make these plans, Eric.
Tip Tap Tip Jungle Cats. Please, please, please. My name is Eric.
My name's Rochelle.
Thanks, bye.
Meow.